And as migrants have streamed across Hungary's border, the reaction of the Hungarian government has been overall hostile. The country's prime minister called the asylum seekers illegal immigrants. Not all Hungarians share that attitude, including one previous prime minister, as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley discovered when she paid him a visit.
Ferenc Jurcsány is preparing breakfast in his kitchen. He's cutting carrots and boiling up lentils. That's not a typical Hungarian breakfast, but Jurcsány is trying to make his house guests feel at home.
And we put together with some kind of Arabic spices, yes, and finally we see what might be the outcome.
Jurcsány was prime minister of Hungary from 2004 to 2009. Today he leads the opposition in parliament. He says his house in a leafy, upscale neighborhood of Budapest is big enough to share. So every night, Jurcsány and his wife Clara Dobrev welcome a group of migrants to spend what he calls one normal night.
It grabbed a couple of hours from our lives, but what's that? Comparing to the fate of these people, it's nothing. The emotion what comes up, it's incomparable to anything I've done in the last couple of years.
The 54-year-old center-left politician says the conservative government's handling of the migrant crisis is mostly about internal Hungarian politics.
There is a very ugly rivalry between the Hungarian center-right and extremist right, and it's a very dirty political business.
Jurcsány and Dobrev, who have five children, moved their six-month-old baby into their own bedroom to offer more space for migrant families. On this morning, a family from Syria is just waking up.
Okay, I'll bring milk, I'll bring sugar, and okay.
Dobrev serves them coffee on the back porch that looks out onto a lush lawn. Almoen fled Syria with his wife and three children. He fears giving his last name because of family members left behind. He says the journey was harrowing and the family was exhausted and filthy after being in three different Hungarian camps.
Everything bad there. Here, everybody good, nice, people smile. Different, everything different here. I'm happy.
Dobrev believes the most important thing she and her husband do is simply treat people like human beings.
Sometimes I have the feeling that it's not only the food or the possibility to use the bathroom or wash the hair, but the gesture itself, that because those people received so little human gestures in the past few months.
The sounds of Hungarian, Arabic, and English float across the table as the group sits down to a hearty breakfast. The lentils are a big hit. The couple asked me to turn off my microphone as they discuss where to take this Syrian family when they leave their house. There are no good options. The Syrians want to press on to Germany, but don't know if they'll be able to make it to the Austrian border or even be able to cross it if they do. Hungary is cracking down on migrants and those who assist them by making entering the country illegally punishable by 3 years in prison. Jurcsány says his family held a meeting to discuss whether they would continue bringing migrants into their home in the worsening climate. He says their decision was unanimous.
There is a rule of the life, and there is a rule of the government, and if these two kinds of rules are conflicting, we have to choose the rule of the life.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Budapest.